conquer stress, boost happiness, and create an extraordinary life. Welcome to Uplift with your host, Jamie Fessel.
Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Jamie Pfeffer, and you are listening to Uplift. I am so excited to have you here today and really excited for our show, Secrets to a Hot and Healthy Body. This is a show for wellness, and typically I focus on and bring guests on that talk about emotional and mental blocks and ways that we can become more successful and share secrets about things like that. But this is the first show that we're having so far on Uplift that is actually going to focus on the body. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I know that a healthy body is so important to so many people, and it is directly linked to our minds. And it's just really important that all of these things are balanced. So I know for me, I am in really good shape. I exercise and I eat very well, and I'll talk about a little bit about that later. But when I met with our guest today, who is Jody Treweiler, she is an awesome personal trainer, I was absolutely shocked at the number of myths that I was operating under when it comes to fitness and what I'm eating, and just really, she shared some things with me that have already helped me that I've put into play in my life, and we just met 48 hours ago. It hasn't even been that long. So, you know, kind of like hacks or ways that I can become or I can be more efficient with what I'm eating and maintaining the weight that I want and having the body that I want. So I think that after you listen to this show, you will have at least one or two things that you can immediately put into play in your life starting today to help you reach your fitness goals and your nutrition goals, whether it is for, you know, maybe you're overweight and you have a long way to go, or whether you're in awesome shape but you really are just trying to maintain. So before we get started, I just want to welcome everybody. And welcome to any new listeners. I am Jamie Pfeffer, and I am a success and happiness coach. And you can find me on the web at jamiepfeffer.com. That's JAIMEPFEFFER.com. And I really love helping go-getters and successful people to beat the stress in their life, increase their happiness in a radical way, and live an extraordinary life. And I say that, and a lot of people kind of look at me like I'm crazy, but I really do believe that we all have the power and the choice to live an extraordinary life. And I think that there are a lot of things that just block that. And education is one of the ways that we can empower people. And it's really the way, one of the main ways that we learn and that we can actually empower ourselves and learn new ways of thinking and new ways of being. So that is the way that I like to do things. And I have some really exciting things happening so far in 2015. And I hope the same is for you. It's hard to believe that it's only January 26th. I feel like I set my goals and things like that months ago, but it's only January 26th. So, you know, it's still a brand new year, and this year is just, it's a blank canvas to do whatever you want to do. So I really just want to encourage you, you know, even if it's December 30th, in my mind, you can always start over, and you never have to start on January 1st. In my mind, there's never a bad time to try something new or to start something new. There have been days when I've started my day over at 11:58 p.m., so that's just one of the ways that I operate, and I really encourage you to do that. If you, you know, so many people struggle with the whole resolution thing and goals and whatever you want to call it, and I think that anybody can start at any time, and anybody can live an extraordinary life, but there are some shortcuts getting there. So that's one of the big purposes of my show and of my life being here, is to help people to access that information and to make their life easier because I believe that we're all here to really enjoy our lives. We're not here for struggle. We're not here to just survive. We're here to thrive and to spread happiness and joy and to find, you know, what our special, unique talents and gifts are, and then to share those with the world. So that is my wish for you. And one of the exciting things that I've had happen so far is I launched my Uplift membership group last week. And it really just blew me away. It's been amazing. We had 25 people sign up right out of the gate. So it started with the 4-week e-course, which is called Getting Unstuck, Going from Chaos and Uncertainty to Calm and Confidence. And amazing things are happening to these individuals already, and I'm just so pumped, and I want to give a shout-out to everyone that's in my class. Hey, guys, if any of you are listening. And one of the things that we're doing in the class that I want to bring to the show that I learned from one of my mentors, and I kind of put my own little spin on it, is called Wins of the Week. And I don't have the show weekly, but what I'd like to do is Wins of the Month, Wins of the Uplift Radio Show. So anytime that you have something positive happen to you as a result of putting into play anything that you learn on this radio show, I want you to email me. And, you know, I would love to have your name and where you're from, and then just whatever your win is. And then what I'm going to do is every quarter I'm going to put those names into a drawing. And I'm going to pick one of the people that gives me one of their wins of the month, and they're going to win a $75 gift card to the store of their choice. There is a website called, I think it's giftcertificates.com or giftcards.com. So we'll just go from there, and you can take that $75 and put it towards whatever you want. So, you know, for example, I did a show on color and using color in your life, I think in December. So maybe you actually use one of those techniques. One of the things I talked about was that yellow can be used for beating writer's block. So you can actually just wear yellow, or you can think yellow in your mind, and it's shown to help get you out of your thinking mind if you're trying to, like, force some thoughts to come. So maybe you use that, and you email me, and you just say, hey, Jamie, I listened to your show on color. I used that yellow, and you know, I used it on a Saturday morning. I chose to wear some yellow socks or whatever it is. And later that day, I had an idea come in, and my writer's block was beat. So maybe it's something like that, or, you know, what any of my other shows. And while I'm on that topic, I also wanted to say I have all of my shows are archived for free for a year. And I started broadcasting in the end of July of this year. So you can locate any of those that you'd like to listen to for free at blogtalkradio.com, or email me, and I or somebody on my support staff can email you some links. And there are also links up on my website, which is jamiesuffer.com. So that's the first goodie that I wanted to talk about. And I also have another goodie. I'm launching a new program that I'll talk about maybe halfway through the show called Ignite Love in 14 Days. So that's an exciting thing that's happening February 1st. And I want to talk a little bit more about it later on in the show, and also talk about how you can get into that program for free, because I am going to be giving away quite a few free memberships. So the next thing is that I really want to start celebrating more with my listeners. It's starting to become a really intimate community. So if you have a birthday or you have an anniversary or something special that's coming up, I would absolutely love for you to email me so that I can announce it on my show, on the show that is closest to your date. So again, it's jp@jamiesuffer.com. Okay, so moving right along, before we launch into welcoming our guests and talking about having this hot and healthy body, I want to just take a minute, and if you're not driving, if you're in a place where you can, just close your eyes for a moment. And just take a deep breath in. And then I want you to exhale, and just exhale out anything that's on your mind right now, and just see it leaving your body. Maybe you're stressed out about a project at work, or maybe you had something happen with a family member this morning and you haven't been able to get it off your mind. Or maybe you just have a big day or a big night ahead. Just release that energy. See it leaving your body. And then I want you to just set the intention that you're going to gain something positive from the show, that you're going to leave feeling empowered and uplifted and inspired. And I know that if you do listen to the show, you are going to learn some stuff that you can put into play in your life starting immediately. And lastly, when you're listening to this information, something that I learned from my memory coach, Jim Quick, who is just a fantastic, amazing person, is that anytime I'm trying to learn something new and really take it in, I want to come at it from the mindset of I want to be able to teach it to someone else after I'm done listening. Because when you teach something or you share something with someone else, the beautiful thing is that you're sharing it with that other person, but you're also giving yourself a gift because you're allowing yourself to learn that information even more. It seeps deeper into your memory. So try to listen to today's show. Be present. You know, eliminate distractions. And part of the reason that I do that little releasing technique, I really love doing writing, but we're a little bit limited with that with the radio. But it's really important that you release things to make space for new information and ideas to come in. We can only hold so much in our heads at any one time, and you really can't bring anything new in until you release something old. So that was the point in that. And on that same note, I just want to say that I would love to start with, you know, we're going to be talking about exercising. We're going to be talking about bodies. So I want you to think of, you know, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about that, when you think about healthy eating? What are the limitations that you have on yourself? And whatever comes to your mind first, just go with it. That's normally your intuition. So for me, for example, before I started exercising and eating healthy, I really hated exercise. And I almost didn't think that I could exercise. I didn't think that I was really good at it. Or I thought that it had to be difficult. I didn't think that it could ever be fun. So when I went to start an exercise program, I had that blocking me. And it really wasn't until later that I realized, oh, wow, I have this huge block here. So sometimes what happens is we have these unconscious beliefs that we just aren't aware of. And becoming aware of that is really, it's a huge step in terms of creating a new habit. And that's really what creating a hot, healthy body, you know, if you don't have that right now, it's all about creating small little shifts in what you do now in your current habits. Because everything you do now is also a habit. So it's just the process of, you know, having the awareness, okay, you know, what am I doing that might not be helping me, or what am I doing that's hurting me? Accepting that and then taking action and just moving forward and making new choices. So on that note, I want to bring on our special guest, Jody Treeweiler. Jody is a personal friend of mine. She works at the Beverly Hills Club, among other places, where she is a personal trainer. She has a bachelor's degree in sports medicine from Eastern Michigan University. She's a certified group fitness instructor. Her ICE fitness workout is available on demand. She's a presenter and a regular media contributor. So with that, I would like to welcome Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hey, Jamie. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to be on this show. It's great.
Awesome. You're so welcome. You're welcome. So today we're talking about some hot topics, a hot and healthy body, among other things. So I will just let you, why don't you just take it from there?
Okay.
I think we said we wanted to talk about nutrition first.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some of the common myths?
Sure. I love to give this information to people because, like you said, a lot of times information changes. You know, every 10 years or so, scientists kind of discover some new and different things about food or about exercise and what's good for us and what's no longer good for us. So probably in the 70s and 80s, the whole country was on a fad of eliminating fat from our diets. Everything was low fat or fat free. And the understanding was that saturated fat caused heart disease. I mean, I remember wanting to buy products, or my mom would buy products that all said low fat, low fat, low fat. So that was the big thing. If you want to avoid heart disease, you have to stay away from fat. As we have learned in the past, I would say 3 to 5 years now, there are enough studies to substantiate this, but fat is not the main cause of heart disease. Do you know what it actually is? It's sugar. Sugar is the cause of heart disease, and a lot of people are shocked to hear that because it makes sense when you think fat would clog the arteries and stick and cause atherosclerosis, but it really is sugar that damages the arteries. And it's through a process that's called metabolic syndrome. And what it does is increases your risk of heart disease because high levels of sugar circulating through your bloodstream inflames and damages the lining of our arteries. Okay, now the body will use cholesterol to patch up those damaged areas. And that contributes to the formation of plaque inside your arteries. And that's the process known, I don't know if people are familiar with the term, atherosclerosis. And that's the hardening of the arteries from all the plaque forming. So, you know, it eventually will lead to plaque and drive up your risk of heart attack and create heart disease. So sugar starts a really ugly cascade.
Yeah, that is absolutely shocking. I want to repeat that, and that's something that I had no clue. I mean, we met the other day, we talked, and Jody asked me, do you know what the number one cause of heart disease is? And I thought for sure it was fat. My dad has had heart problems for many years. He's got a bunch of stents. He's had a heart attack. And I remember, you know, when I lived with my parents, the diet shifting and the low-fat, no-fat stuff, you know, I mean, that's what it was. That's what we ate. It was very important, you know, cutting back on sodium. And a lot of it was for fat. And so when Jody told me, no, it's actually sugar, I was just floored. It's amazing. And it's amazing, you know, like we talked, that, you see it more and more, I think, but it still seems to be not a mainstream thing in terms of cutting back sugar. I think in my circle of people that I am, you know, I take my own salads places. I take salads to family functions, and it's a difficult thing to do because you don't want to upset anyone, and you don't want to think that it's their cooking and have them take it personally. I just think there's so much misinformation out there and, you know, what's considered politically and, like, socially acceptable. Even birthday parties, like for my daughters, they're 6 and 2. It's difficult. You know, I've been to birthday parties where it's not just the cake and the ice cream. I mean, I don't go anywhere near, like, real ice cream. but, you know, bags full of sugar, full of just outright candy. So, right. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
Right, and everyone understands that sugar is found in candy and cake and pastries and sweets. But I think people don't quite realize how much sugar is hidden in other products that we eat, such as a standard loaf of bread that you might purchase at a grocery store. If you read the ingredients, you know, in the top 3 ingredients may be high fructose corn syrup in your bread. And the bread doesn't necessarily taste like a sweet, sugary bread, but they're still adding sugar. Pastas, right. Starchy carbs, even like a marinara sauce, something like that. A serving of that I just read yesterday can have as much sugar as a can of Coke.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy,
wow.
Right? And think you're just, now maybe you're indulging or you're even eating a low-carb pasta, or now there's so many wonderful pastas available out there that aren't just white refined flours, but even the sauce that you're adding, barbecue sauce, ketchup, those are mainly sugar.
Those
seem a little obvious because they taste sweet, right? But other things that don't necessarily taste sweet, a lot of box crackers, packaged crackers, most of them are going to contain corn syrup or sugar. Yeah, it's not
wow.
good. And it's just hidden everywhere. It's scary.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Personally, I probably wouldn't know about any of this stuff, but when I was pregnant the second time, I was very nauseous and I was not able to I took an anti-nausea medication with my first daughter, but with the second one, I wasn't able to take it. I had a severe allergic reaction to it. So I just had to sit there with the nausea, and I also had like vertigo, and it was just like a 6-month-long thing. So unfortunately, the only thing that really worked for me to eat was, believe it or not, chicken wings, which are horrible. I mean, I knew that. Chicken wings and carbs. And I've never been a big, like, person like that, but I've never really had a problem with my weight. So it was a real wake-up call to me. I gained 10 pounds in 1 month, and I remember just feeling horrible when I got on the scale at the doctor's office because I knew I was just eating constantly. You know, I was pregnant, and it was important to, obviously, for the baby to grow and for me to feel okay. I mean, I was very sick. I actually was hospitalized because I was just so dizzy at one point that I think Kate Middleton, I had the same thing that she had, which is like you're so sick, you almost start going like a little bit cuckoo.
That's horrible.
It was. But, you know, I was doing a gratitude list today. I read a gratitude list every day, and I was doing a gratitude list about that because I like turning things that are somewhat, you know, can seem really negative. But really, you know, the hardest things that I've ever dealt with in my life have given me the biggest gains in my life. Like, they've really caused me to grow the most.
Yeah.
So I have a little game in one of my books that's called PTO, and it stands for Problem to Opportunity. So I like to look at stuff like that, you know, especially when it's happening in day-to-day, to get, like, a curveball just thrown at you or sucker punch, you know. It's like, all right, PTO, you know, what's the opportunity here? I like teaching that to people. So I was writing a gratitude list today, and, you know, I wrote down the nausea. And if I wouldn't have had that, I wouldn't have gained the weight, and I wouldn't have had to lose the weight, which I finally, I was so sick that I was pretty much, I wasn't on bed rest, but it was pretty close. I mean, I had a difficult time even driving, like, 5 minutes from my house. I would get in the car and would get dizzy. Like, it was hard to take showers because I was so dizzy. So when it passed, it was like 6 months, and I had gained all this weight, and my husband had joined the Beverly Hills Club. And I was like, I got to get over there. And I went over there, and I mean, I was like, I had never really done any type of working out like that at a gym. I'd never belonged to a gym before. I had been
You
active,
said you were intimidated.
You know,
just, yeah, I'm interested to hear why, because I see you there constantly, and that's hard for me to believe that you felt that way in the beginning.
Oh, my gosh. I was so intimidated. I like, went in at first and, like, didn't talk to anybody. I didn't even take the tour because I was, like, I was really a different person. I had never worked out, and I almost felt like I didn't belong there. Like, it was like,
a lot of people feel that way. Yeah.
Like, I'm not good enough to be here. I don't know what to do. I don't know the right things to do. And thankfully, I have an amazing husband who's very outgoing, and he, like, knows everybody. And he just has this way of just, like, it's all right, babe, you know? Like, nobody else knew either, you know? Everybody had to start somewhere. Everybody has a first day everywhere they go. So I went, and I started running. And I was pregnant. So I started running.
Wow.
And I used to run. And, you know, I was a cheerleader and I was a dancer and all that stuff. So, I started running and I sprained my ankle.
While you were pregnant?
Because I'm, you know, that's just how I am. And especially then, I've gotten a lot better. But I tend to, like, really do things intensely. You know, there's no.
You could have started maybe with, like, an uphill walk, but started running.
Well, I learned that, too. So I sprained my ankle. Uh-huh. You know, when you're pregnant, it's, like, easier to have stuff like that happen. So I went into it too quickly. But I learned all about I sprained my ankle. So I had to do, like, rehab, and I started reading about, okay, what is the proper way to begin an exercise regimen? And I started at zero. You know, I talked to the people that were at my rehab facility, and they helped me figure out a good plan for me and things that I would like, because, you know, like I've told you, or like I told you the other day, you know, I'm an introvert, and I'm not into huge group classes, and, you know, that's how I met you, which was great. And honestly, I think that I was kind of driven to take that class, because I think I was supposed to meet you. But
I think so. And you were great. I would never ever think you were an introvert either. I'll tell you that. Because
so
I didn't know you before, and I met you, you know, after you kind of had your transformation, and meeting you and hearing these things is so shocking to me, because you are just the most outgoing, happiest person at the gym.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm really impressed that you've come so far, because I would never ever.
I had a really hard time. I mean, I used to be kind of like a recluse. I mean, I did not go out a lot. And, yeah, so anyways, it was a fortunate thing, because I learned how to start an exercise program. And I would never go to a gym now without meeting with a trainer. You know what I mean?
Right.
And also I learned about – that's when I really started to learn about food. And actually, you know what? I should say I learned about food the first time after I had my first daughter, because I did Weight Watchers, because I had gained a lot of weight. I mean, it wasn't a ton. I was careful. But, you know, I think I was around like 28 pounds, which is not a ton, but it's more than I had ever gained before. And I didn't really know how to lose weight. And I felt uncomfortable. My hormones were going crazy, and Weight Watchers was really good for me in terms of learning about the portion sizes and, you know, the foods. Like, I knew about, when you were just talking about the barbecue sauce and stuff, I know that from Weight Watchers, because I did the points, and I know what equaled points and what didn't, and it's surprising. And I think that's when I really cut back on a lot of carbs, because I just saw how much they were, and that's when I learned about fiber. So, I mean, do you want to talk about any of that stuff, like portion size or?
Oh, yes. Those are huge, 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 because even if you're eating foods that you might consider to be fairly healthy, you can eat way too much at a time. Like, even though I mentioned bread earlier with sugar, you can find a lot of great whole grain breads out there that do not have any added sugar, and they're wonderful. I think I mentioned to you the Ezekiel bread that you can find in the freezer, and it does have a lot of fiber in it. But when I have a sandwich, I will almost always do it open face, so that I'm only consuming one slice of bread at a time.
Mm.
And that's just a really easy way to cut down, you know, because you're looking at between 20 and 30 grams of carbs per slice of bread. So if you can cut your sandwich and just pile on some veggies with whatever lean protein you're going to eat, that's a really easy way to cut out some of the carbohydrates. It's great. It's great. And then you mentioned fiber, and I always make sure my clients are consuming enough fiber, because fiber works to your advantage. And I don't know if people realize this, but it actually, fiber passes through your intestine and carries out fat and calories with it, which prevents the body from breaking down and absorbing some of that fat and cholesterol that you ingest. So it not only is a bulking agent, which makes you feel fuller, carries out things with it. So you're actually, it can cut your calorie intake by about 10%. And if you can add, you know, people who added 12 grams of fiber to their diet daily lost a pound in a month just by doing that, just by eating a little bit more. You eat more and you lose a pound. Pretty cool. So it's not about deprivation. It's about adding. So I always look for bread products, or if I'm going to eat oatmeal, we talked about the Bob's Red Mill brand. There are no added sugars or any kind of preservatives, and they have a great high-fiber breakfast cereal that's got 10 grams of fiber per serving. So it's recommended that you consume between 25 and 35 grams a day, but you probably want to progress slowly if you haven't been eating a lot of fiber, because it can cause a little bit of gas or upset stomach if you eat too much at a time. But that's an easy one. It makes you feel full, and it cuts down on the overall calories your body is absorbing. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
amazing.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, I told you I eat Fiber One. I love it. I put a little bit of strawberries in it, and it's amazing. I love it. It's awesome.
I spend a lot of fiber snacks with, what were you saying about your salad?
Salads. I mean, I love salads. I know a lot of people that don't like to eat vegetables, and I don't think I really did either. I mean, there were certain ones that I liked, but I don't know, something about the Weight Watchers and just finding out how, you know, for me it was like, okay, this is how many points I have. So, you know, it's like for anybody else, if you're looking at, okay, these are how many calories I have, here's how I can spend them. And yeah. I think with Weight Watchers or even just the way that I just said, you're giving yourself power to choose. So,
right.
I mean, I think, I don't know. I think, I mean, I don't really know, but I would guess that a lot of people just aren't aware of the number of calories that they're actually taking in on a daily basis.
No.
I mean, I don't think I was.
Mm-hmm.
Before I had to look at it and really came face to face with it, and it was like, okay, I have this weight on me. I'm not thrilled with the way that I look. And I mean, like I said, it wasn't a huge amount of weight, but it just, you know, it's still, to me, it was important, and I wanted to lose that extra weight. And it wasn't just going to magically drop off. I mean, I lost some of it when I had the baby, but after, I think, 4 or 5 weeks, it wasn't dropping off. And I still found myself hungry. I had a shift in my routine, you know, because then you have a baby, and it's like you're under stress.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And then the stuff with being home, being under stress, like I actually found myself when I would wake up in the middle of the night for the feedings, I would start eating. And it was very interesting how like these little, I started to have these awarenesses of, you know, eating because I was bored, eating because I was alone, you know, and there's something with me that, if I have, like, a plan or a goal at the end of the day, it's much easier for me to not go outside that. If I'm not in denial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I'm actually like, okay, you know, it's kind of like having a budget, you know? It's like if you don't have a budget and you have no idea what you can spend, you can almost, like, go into a, oh, well, I don't know, so it's okay. But then at, like, the end of the month or whenever, it's like, oh, no, it wasn't okay. Now I have this huge, do you know what I'm saying?
I agree. If someone is in a phase where they have a significant amount to weight to lose and that's an issue for you, because right now, me, for example, I'm in a maintenance phase. I don't measure anything. I don't count any calories. But I've been doing this for years. If someone is just starting out and hasn't really educated themselves on what proper portion sizes are, you can find it anywhere on the internet. So get online, Google it, educate yourself on proper portion sizes as well as what the ideal amount of calorie intake is for your body, because that's going to depend on if you're male or female, how much you're exercising, and your current body weight. Just give yourself an idea so that when you're starting, like Jamie's saying, exactly, you want to have some goals that you can kind of keep yourself in line with. And then over time, you will learn those things, and you don't necessarily have to measure or you don't have to be as specific. But you'll learn what your body can handle to maintain that weight. And it's important that you know how much, because if you think that it's okay for you to eat 2,500 calories and then you're just not losing the weight, you probably need to cut back a little bit. So
yeah, that's one of the things that we talked about. After you told me, I was like, duh, but I wasn't really thinking that nutrition plays such a huge role compared to exercise. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yes. Exercise it's definitely a way to keep your metabolism going, and you can increase your metabolism based on the amount of muscle that you carry. And when I say that to women, sometimes they kind of, you know, wince, ooh, I don't want to be real big and muscular. That's not going to happen, I promise. You have to work so hard to get yourself and your muscles big. So when I say to build and add muscle to your body, I'm talking about even the muscles on the back of your neck and the middle of your back. Let's keep them strong. Let's not lose the muscle tone as you age, because that's a huge reason people's metabolism slow down. Their muscles naturally atrophy over the years because they're not being used. They're not being maintained. So you want to do full body workouts where you're using all the muscles from your head to your feet. Every muscle. You know, a lot of times women will say, I don't need to work my back. Well, yes, you do. It's a large muscle group. It's important, and it dictates your metabolic weight so that even when you're sleeping, you're going to burn more calories when your body's carrying a good amount of muscle. Okay, so that's the basis for our exercise. Yes, it burns calories, but it doesn't burn as many calories as a lot of people might think. You have a good session, and you're going to burn, you know, maybe
if you have a great session, you're burning 500 calories, something around that area. If you look at, you know, 500 calories on a plate, it's not much.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So it's not as though you've burned off an entire meal, or especially if you have, you know, an average half an hour workout, you might burn 250 calories, which is still good, but it doesn't excuse the food component, which I have heard other trainers say, and I agree, that if you had to balance out exercise and diet and how important they are in weight maintenance, the diet's going to be about 80% and the exercise is going to be about 20%.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's shocking to hear too, right? Because people think that they can exercise off a bad diet.
Right.
And
yeah.
You cannot. You cannot eat poorly and then expect to get into the gym and burn that all off and, you know, you're going to look toned. No, you're going to carry extra body fat. You're not going to like the way your body looks. Now, you might be strong. You might be able to do 30 push-ups in a row, but you're still going to be carrying fat. You're not going to have a lean look unless your diet is in line. It's huge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was very interesting to me because I gained that weight during the pregnancy and I immediately thought of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like, I got exercise. So, I mean, I was also eating well, eating better. I mean, significantly better because I was able to eat other foods besides chicken wings.
Yeah.
Which is just not me. Like, I mean, I haven't eaten like fast food or I don't eat ready-made food like that. Like it was, mm-hmm. from Costco. I just don't, but I was in a weird situation. So
pregnant bodies crave what they crave. But one thing,
yeah.
Postpartum exercise is very important to rebuild the strength throughout your abdominal muscles and that abdominal wall, because for women, those muscles get distended, and then you can have that separation between your abdominal muscles. And it's really important to get that area nice and toned and build up the muscular strength back and, you know, rebuild the strength that you may have lost from being potentially partially sedentary during the pregnancy. And so it is really critical at that time. But, you know, over time, you do want to be exercising. Like I said, you don't want to lose muscle as you age. You do not want to let the muscle tissue atrophy, and that means get smaller or diminish. And
right.
as you can maintain that, keep yourself strong, it's critical. It's critical.
Awesome. Okay, so one of the things that I just mentioned was, you know, getting prepared foods. As a trainer, and do you actually do meal plans for people? Is that another one of your services?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What's your take on prepared foods from the grocery store?
Do you mean something that would be like a ready-to-eat?
Yeah.
I get that sometimes. I'll purchase rotisserie chicken for the family.
Okay.
You have to be careful. I never buy something without reading the ingredients, and most grocery stores have the ingredients right there. So, for example, the grocery stores that I visit will have, if you wanted a chicken salad or a tuna salad, they'll always have one option with a fat-free mayonnaise. So I will look for that and say, okay, so the tuna salad or the chicken salad has got a fat-free mayonnaise and it's got grapes in it. Great. I would never order a full-fat mayonnaise chicken salad or tuna salad. Same thing with, there might be a three-bean salad with lots of chopped veggies, and if you can look and see that it's floating in oil, that's a red flag. Or if you see that oil, and it's not that adding a little olive oil isn't a good thing, but sometimes when they're already prepared, they put on the equivalent of ordering a dressed salad, which is, again, a no-no. You always want to have the option to add sauce or dressing on your own. So if you see a prepared salad or something that's, you know, real wet, shiny, and it's just covered in oil, chances are it's going to be really, really high in calories. And a lot of those dressings have sugar in them too, which they don't taste sweet, but they do. They have sugar. A lot of the meats that are prepared I think are great. They will do a lot of grilled. You can get grilled fish, grilled chicken breasts. And, if I'm in a rush, I'll run in there and grab a whole bunch of that prepared meat.
That's great to know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's great to know.
And just know,
I know
how it's
when
prepared. Nothing fried. You know, you don't want to get fried chicken or anything like that because then it's loaded in oil and calories.
Right. Yeah, and it's amazing. I was sharing with you, when I was trying to lose the weight from Bree, my first child, I looked everywhere. I looked everything up, and there's a lot of information available. Maybe not prepared foods, but restaurant foods, you can ask their menu, and, you know, it requires some planning, but it's like, at the end of the day, I wanted it. You know what I mean? I wanted it. I didn't want to throw it out the window, the stuff that I had worked for. And it is possible. It is possible to live a daily life. You know, I have people say to me, well, no, I couldn't do it because I don't work from home like you. Or, no, I couldn't do it because I travel. Or, no, I couldn't do it because, you know, and I take time to plan. And it's just, you know, I don't want to be really blunt, but it's a choice, you know, it's a choice.
Yeah.
And I don't recommend, as a coach, I do not recommend throwing yourself in and making some huge, massive change and expecting yourself to be able to do it, because I just, that isn't the way that I recommend things. I encourage small steps that you can master over time and just build on those.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
What do people
otherwise,
say not planning
like
to fail is... Or not planning is planning to fail. There's a phrase, but that's so true, especially when it comes to eating. Because if you leave your house and you're gone for hours and hours and hours, now you're starving, and now you're going to make a bad food decision because you're so hungry. Versus
Have
you thrown something in your car that's nuts travel well, they don't need to be refrigerated. A Quest is a brand of a protein bar that has a really low sugar. And it's sweetened with just stevia. And so that's we buy them by the case at my house, and I always have one in my purse no matter what. So that if I'm stuck somewhere for hours, I'm not going to skip a meal and make a horrible choice. So you really do have to plan, and you shouldn't leave your house without some kind of food in your purse, in your car.
Right.
You have to have the option. And again, nuts are great. Nuts really are. They're a good travel food. Sometimes I'll, and I know you said this is gross, but I like salty, so I will stop and get a beef jerky. Because it's just protein.
Right.
There's virtually no fat, and I even buy ostrich jerky. Isn't that crazy? That sounds
what
crazy.
What is it?
Ostrich jerky.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I've never
it's
heard
so
of that.
Lean. It's called Ostrom. They sell it at GNC.
Wow.
But I'll just toss one of those in my bag, and again, that doesn't have to be refrigerated. And
planning
is such an integral part of maintaining your weight, because now you've put a little bit of thought into it, you've put some energy into it, and planning ahead, you've set yourself up to be successful.
Right.
You're not just winging
it.
You know, it's really tough. And it is, and I know people are busy, because just like people say to you, oh, you're home and this and that, they'll say to me, well, you're in shape, you're a personal trainer. Of course, you get to work out and you get to exercise. And, you know, some days I'm not teaching a class where I work out, and I have to make the time also to put a workout into my day. So it doesn't automatically. Yes, I think it's harder if you've got a 9-to-5 job and you've got kids. But if it's important to you and if it matters, you're going to find time for it. And someone told me very recently that your heart has to want the healthy and has to want the benefit versus your heart wanting the cheeseburger. And whatever your heart wants more, that's what's gonna happen. And that's why a lot of people fail, because in their head they know they should be working out, but their heart is not into it, and they're not desiring it in their heart. And it's so, so, so true. It really, the clients that have the most success with me are the people who are really ready, they're passionate, they're not being forced in, they're not just doing it because they think it's the right thing, but they truly are passionate, and they're ready for the change.
Yeah.
And that's success. That's where it'll come from.
Yeah, there were a couple of things that you just shared that I want to talk on real quick, just from a coach perspective. It's very similar. You know, I do this. I have this one video called The Map that a lot of people have talked about that they really enjoy. And it's basically the idea that, you know, you wouldn't drive somewhere new without a map. You've got to know where you're going. And, I mean, you could try to go there without it, but you would waste a lot of time. And you may not even get there. So you've got to have a map. And the same thing with diet and exercise. You need to know where you're going. And then also, you know, you need to have your directions to get there and pull in some allies if you need it. Whether it's, and I think that's really true if you're just starting out with something. You know, like I said, I was afraid to even, like, go to the gym, but I went. And that takes courage. But it's like, look into what freebies are out there. You know, like our gym offers a free training session. You know, if you have the money, hire a coach. If not, check out, go online. There's so much free stuff out there. And but why reinvent the wheel? Help yourself. Like, there are other people that can cut the time down for you so that you don't have to spend so much time. There's so much information out there that, you know, just to make it easier. And the other piece is from a coaching standpoint, something that I tell my clients is prepare for obstacles. I'm not telling you that they're going to happen. Like, I don't want you to visualize that, oh, no, this negative stuff is going to happen. But also, you've got to get your head out of the clouds and really, it could happen. You know what I mean?
That's like, a great call.
In terms of motivation and reaching goals, one of the things that I'm doing with this membership group right now, we're doing this course, and it's like a four-week course of, like, basically, let's plan your life for the next year. And this is what your top goals are going to be, and here's how you're going to do it. But one of the key pieces, I think, is that we're having monthly coaching calls from February through December. And the point of that is, you know, you've got your goals in the end of January or beginning of February, but things are going to come up, and nobody can predict that, but I know without certainty that things are going to come up, like whether it's something happening in the family, you know, maybe somebody tries to go for something and the first avenue doesn't end up working out. You've got to have, like, alternate plans and the ability to be adaptable, and the ability to really look at, you know, what are my goals, and, you know, later on down the line, maybe 30 or 60 days later, maybe you decide, you know what, I went for 2,000 calories a day, and now that I'm doing it and with the amount of running around I'm doing and the amount that I'm losing, 2,000 calories just isn't reasonable for me. Maybe I need to bump it up to 2,200 or something like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to change your goals, and I think that that's the part of having long-term success. That's one of the critical components of it. And then the other piece was that when you were talking about people's hearts not being into it, I think a big piece of it in terms of motivation is giving up that instant gratification for the long-term gain. And that's hard for a lot of people. It's hard to turn down the cheeseburger. You know, I mean, they might be going against old patterns that they've had for a really long time. But one of the things that I teach in terms of reaching goals is when you're in that state where you really feel that gift of desperation or whatever you want to call it, that's really going to propel you to go for the change, and you're writing down your goals, write down what your key motivations are for your goals and have it on a piece of paper and carry it with you so that when that urge strikes, when it's like, oh, my gosh, I really want that cheeseburger or whatever it is, that pound of chocolate or whatever, you know, I feel really crappy, I want to eat this carton of ice cream, or, you know, you can open up that piece of paper and keep it on your phone, you know. I mean, everybody has got, that's an easy way to do it. Keep it in your email or something. And then you look at it and, you know, if it's, you want to lose weight because maybe your doctor has said you've got to lose weight or you're going to have a heart attack, you know, you can open up a piece of paper and say, you know, oh, yeah, I wanted to lose this weight because, number one, I want to look better for myself. Number two, I want to look better for my meat, you know, or whatever. Number three, I want to be around to walk my kids down the aisle or whatever it is, you know.
Yes.
And getting back in touch with those reasons, I think, can help to stop that. A lot of it's the mind, too, telling you, well, you have to have this. It's right here. It's not going to make that big of a deal, you know.
I deserve it. I did such a great job today, right?
Right.
I deserve a cookie. I deserve a donut. Can I mention a couple? When you were talking about obstacles, you're so right on, because when someone is trying to eat healthy and exercise, yes, obstacles come up. Birthday parties, special events, special occasions, going out to dinner even can make people feel very anxious because now they've been doing such a great job. So you need to plan ahead of time and decide, am I going to have a sliver of birthday cake or am I just going to pass? Rather than getting there and feeling the pressure of, oh, my gosh, now there's all this food and there's the buffet, I don't know what to do, decide ahead of time, and then maybe you even want to eat something small before you go to a party or even before you go out to dinner. That's okay. Or starting with a small soup or a salad. Friday night, my family will typically order pizza. And I always get a salad first, And then if I still want a piece of pizza after I finish my salad, I'll let myself have a piece of pizza. So I don't completely, you know, I don't eat 100% of the time perfectly healthy. And it's okay not to do that. But at least I'm setting myself up for more success by saying I'm going to start with a salad. And then if I still want the slice of pizza, that's fine. I'll have it. Not a problem. That way I'm not going to eat four slices or, you know, whatever it might be. So what I love that that was a great point that you were making.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, and that's the way that I really look at life. I mean, one of my freebies that I have, a free resource, is a meditation. And it's funny you keep saying setting yourself up for success because that's exactly what I say in the meditation. When you start your day with a plan, you're setting yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. And you can't possibly know exactly what's going to happen because, like you said, things are going to come up. Travel is going to come up. You and I talked about that. Like, but I will say it's uncomfortable at first, but I travel now with fresh food in my bag, and I go to parties with salads. That's what I do. And it was really weird at first. I felt uncomfortable, but I'm used to it. And you know what? I feel so good about myself when I get home. I feel so good that I didn't, like, go crazy. And, you know, everyone's plan is different, and there is room for treats and different stuff like that, and everyone needs to decide what that is for themselves and figure it out with their trainer or plan or whatever it is. But, you know, I think that it's funny. I used to feel really anxious about taking my own food places and things like that, and then afterward, I noticed other people in my family doing it.
There
or
you
other
go.
People commenting See? To me and saying, wow, I think that's really awesome. Or
you're the pioneer.
Eating. Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, it was uncomfortable, but I, you know, I still do it. And like you said, I'm not going to skip a meal. So I can't. I just can't. Mm-hmm. Eating is one of those things for me that, like, I've got to do it, you know. I mean, everybody does, but, like, I know mentally that's a trigger for me. If I don't eat, that's why I never leave my house, like you said, without anything in my purse. I just can't. I get irritable. I get upset.
Oh, yeah, your blood sugar drops, and that
triggers
your brain to want sugar. As soon as your blood sugar gets too low because you've gone too long without food, that's the first thing you want to reach for is carb, bread, sugar, candy. You can't go that long because you need to keep your blood sugar stable.
Yeah. So I pass the stuff. I do the same thing on planes. But I didn't always do this. I came to these new habits because I didn't do it. I didn't prepare, and I learned, you know, I don't want to be in this predicament again. I don't want to be at the airport, and they're not, you know, I just figured, oh, there'll be salads here. There really aren't.
No, there are not good ones.
Yeah. So, and you know what, that's another point, though. You can order things at restaurants and like that that aren't exactly as they say they are on the menu. Like, order them dry, order it without, and I learned that from watching The Biggest Loser, you know, order stuff without oil or that type of thing.
Yes, my husband puts his head down every time we go to a restaurant and it's time for me to order because he knows what's coming. And I have just gotten to the point socially where I just – it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about what I'm doing. I'm going to order a healthy meal for myself. And if that means that I have to modify and substitute and go off the menu. And one time the chef came out to the table and who ordered this with no oil? I can't even cook it. And it was really funny. But you do have to say those things. And what I also learned is you can order steamed vegetables at a restaurant. And sometimes the restaurant will still steam them in butter. And you can... It's crazy. So one time I decided to ask, and I said, you don't steam that in butter, do you? And they said, yes. And I said, oh, could you please omit the butter? I don't want that steamed in butter. I mean, it's really surprising. Eating at restaurants can be dangerous unless you, even if you think you're making a healthy choice, you should ask some questions about what's really in that.
Yeah.
You know, and they may not even know, is there sugar in the salad dressing? They're not going to know. So you're always safest to get things dry or grilled. Sauces on the side, that way you can add as much as you want, and that's going to just keep your calories under control.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. All right, well, geez, this time has really flown by. Real quick, I want to announce this new program, Ignite Love in 14 Days. We're going to start it on February 1st, and it's going to go right through Valentine's Day. And it's really designed for anyone that is looking for love. They want to increase the love in their life, you know, whether you have a partner or not, whether you have a mate or not. Maybe you want to reignite things with your mate, or maybe just bring somebody into your life, somebody new. I want to give out the first 15 people that email me, I want to give you this program for free. And it's going to be fun and, you know, not hours long. I think I'm just going to send out a quick little video every day with, like, a little activity that you can do. So my email address is jp@jamiepfeffer.com. And it's Ignite Love in 14 Days. So that's in honor of Valentine's Day coming up. And, you know, I'm thinking about all of this, Jody. You know, what you're doing at the restaurant, to me, that's loving your body and that's loving yourself. And I think that's, it's awesome. I think it's awesome. I'll be thrilled when everyone feels comfortable doing that, you know, really showing themselves love. Because anytime you exercise or plan for yourself or plan to eat healthy, you're showing yourself, I love you. And that just leads to awesome stuff, you know, within yourself and then as a result within all of your relationships and everything else that's going on in your life. So that's awesome. Where can we find you online?
Well, right now my website is down. You can email me at Jody, I'm going to give the easy one, jodycast@yahoo.com. And I do online diet training, but I have a couple of websites that are in the works. And I will be on Channel 4 this Friday on the Live in the D show between 11 and 12, showing why I never do crunches anymore and give you a couple exercise ideas to keep your midsection firmed and toned without crunches.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, cool. And can you just leave us with, you know, what if there's someone out there who isn't really in shape and they want to just get started? What would you recommend?
I would recommend, if you feel comfortable walking into a gym, great. If not, do something at home, something that you know you can do and something that you will do. It might be putting on the radio and dancing around to music. And even if you like cold weather, get your boots on, walk around outside. If you're comfortable going to a gym, let a trainer give you a tour. Most gyms give a free introduction just to show you around and find out what your comfort zone is, because you're not going to stick with it if you're not comfortable with it.
Right.
Don't you think? Yeah. That's,
I do.
It's critical that you find something that you like and something that clicks with you that you feel passionate about. Like I talked about, I'm not going to go swimming because I don't want to have to dry my hair off and all that, but some people love swimming. If you love swimming, find a pool and get in there and start swimming.
Okay. What about nutrition? Where can they start?
That's a tough question because it depends on how far gone they are, right? If you're drinking Coke and sodas, start there. Cut out soft drinks. If you're eating a whole bunch of candy, try to cut down on how much candy you're eating. You know, if you can't stop anything immediately all at once, just like you said.
Right.
But look at where are the big holes in your diet. Where are you not treating yourself well? You know, are you putting things in that you just know aren't healthy? Then start to cut down on those things. And try to replace them. Healthy fruits, vegetables, that's always easy. And just incorporate that. Even if you're a sandwich person, put some avocado on your sandwich. Put some lettuce. Put some tomato. Maybe some onion. You can add, and that, you know, that doesn't sound so bad. It doesn't even sound like veggies, right? But you're just adding more natural produce into the diet on a daily basis and cutting out, you know, open-faced sandwich. That's an easy one. Have an open-faced sandwich and then have some hummus with carrots on the side if you're still hungry. So start to cut out those things that you're putting into your body that are not healthy. That's huge.
Okay, awesome. And like I said earlier, you know, look at what your relationship is with food and exercise. You may have some kind of belief there that you didn't even know that's holding you back. You know, it might be, I can't lose weight. You know, you've got it. Step outside of those ideas before you can really make any changes. So, well, thank you so much for being here, Jody, and thank you to everyone for listening. And we will catch you on the next episode of Uplift in 2 weeks. Bye.